So this afternoon, I would like to share with everyone concerning the teaching about the church in the Bible.
所以我们的题目是, 这个教会是属神的吗?
So the topic is, does this church belong to God?
当然我们要思考我们现在来的这个教会。
Therefore, we need to consider the church to which we have come.
但是思考了这个教会就不免也会思考到所有世界上的教会。
And as we consider this particular church, we'll also think about other churches throughout the world.
谈到教会,
when we talk about the church,
不晓得大家一开始听到, 对于教会的印象跟联想是什么?
So I do not know what is your impression of the church, and what do you think of when you talk about the church?
尤其在, 东方各民族的区域,
especially in Eastern countries among the different nationalities and cultures.
一讲到教会,他们总会以为教会的发源地应该是欧洲或美国。
They believe that the origin of the church is in Europe or America.
当然我们知道不是啊。
But we know that this was not the case.
有人就说, 教会既然是欧美的宗教, 那当然要很多白种人在里面啊。
And so some people believe that since the church originated in Europe and America, therefore there must be a lot of Caucasian people in the church.
甚至对于很多的国家跟文化来讲, 这个教会所拜的那个神啊, 应该就是一个外国神吧。
And therefore in many cultures and nationalities, they believe that Christians worship and believe in a foreign god.
有些人说, 教会啊, 就是一群很热心公益, 很热心行善, 而且和蔼可亲的人的地方。
And some people believe that the church is a place where those who are very friendly, very kind, gather together.
有些人说, 教会不就是那个建筑物建得很漂亮吗?
And yet others say the church is that beautiful building that has been constructed.
里面有很多雕像啊, 有很多马赛克玻璃啊, 有很多画作啊。
So there are many mosaic windows, many beautiful sculptures and artwork within that church.
对了,最重要的,教会里面都挂的十字架嘛,有时候还有耶稣跟他家人徒弟的雕像嘛。
And most importantly, in the church, there are crosses, sculptures of crosses, and also artworks depicting Jesus and his family, his disciples.
又有人说,没有啦,教会就是,他们拜神的方式都是用唱歌的啦。 眼睛闭起来祷告的啦,不用拿香的啦。
Some people say that in Christianity, in their churches, they worship God by closing their eyes in silence, and they sing hymns to praise God, they don't offer up incense.
其实刚才讲的那些啊, 有些人对于教会的印象是这样子, 也没有错。
So it's not wrong for some people to hold these views or have these impressions about the church.
但是这些都是表面的印象而已。
But these are only very superficial impressions and ideas.
其实所谓的教会在哪一个地区、哪一个国家或哪一栋建筑物一点关系都没有。
Because in fact, the church has nothing to do with its geographical location, which building structure and so forth.
所以教会的主人耶稣 2000年前告诉我们一句话
So the master of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, 2000 years ago told us
那时候就说啊, 拜神啊, 也不在那座山上,
He said, when you worship God, you do not worship on that mountain or on this mountain
时候将到了,
But the time has come
人拜神是用心灵和诚实
That people, true worshippers, worship God in spirit and in truth.
对啊, 英文翻得很好,
so in spirit and truth.
In spirit and the truth. 是用这两个东西在拜神。
So with these two things, we worship God.
所以大家听一听, 有说在哪个地点吗?
So did it say where the geographical location?
所以教会根本没有分什么东洋跟西洋。
So there's no western or eastern sides to the church.
也没有什么海外跟国内的差别。
There is no overseas and national churches.
教会绝对不是一群人在抱团取暖的地方。
So the church is definitely not just a place where people gather together to get to have a warmth.
也不是一般的社会组织。
It's not a worldly secular organization.
更不是我们有些人说啊，可以来这里成就另一番。 自己目人生目标的地方。
And it's not a place where we come to fulfill our life's ambitions.
或寻求另外一种成就感的地方。
Or a place where we are able to realize our sense of accomplishments.
那讲了这么多，到底教会是怎么样的存在
？So what is exactly is the existence of a church?
我们来看整本新旧约圣经第一个出现教会这个词是在哪经文
？So let us look at the whole Bible from New Testament to Old Testament to New Testament. Where does the word church first appear?
我们请看新约圣经马太福音16章18节。
Let us refer to the New Testament, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18.
马太福音16章的18节。
Matthew 16, verse 18. Verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
大家看到这一个经文啊，就是整本圣经现在教会这个名词第一次出现的地方就在这里。
So this is the first place in the entire Bible from Old Testament to New Testament that the word church appeared.
所以主耶稣用了这个字，这是主耶稣亲自用的字。
And this was the word that the Lord Jesus himself personally used.
这个字啊，在原来我们讲的这个原来原文的它的意思是什么？大家知道吗
？So, in the original language, in the original text of the Bible, what was the word for this word?
这个字是一个 compound words.
It's a compound word.
它是 combined by two words.
Combination of two words.
对呀、啊，它是一个字是把你呼叫、呼召。
One of the words, I mean, to call out, to elect.
对，它翻译完了。另外一个字叫做 ek， 就是出来 ，out of。
The other word is out, to call out.
所以这个字的原文啊，是把你呼叫出来。
So the original meaning of this word is to call you out.
呼叫跟出来两个是合成的。
So to call and to bring out.
所以我们现在叫做教会的这个字啊，原来主耶稣就是说，你们啊，就是被呼召出来的。
So when Jesus used this word, the church, he meant that you, this group of people that have been called out.
所以我们直接再去想，教会到底是什么样的存在呢
？So let us now think, what is the existence? What is the church?
就是一群被创造天地独一至高真神从一群人当中给叫出来的这一群，这样大家知道吗
？It's a group of people who have been called out by the one true God, from this bigger group of the world.
我们用另外一句话来理解。
So from another perspective, we can understand this.
这一群被叫出来的，又可以理解为是被神拣选、被神引导。叫来这边的。
So this is a group of people that have been elected by God, chosen by God, and guided, directed to this place.
所以教会不是建筑物啊。
Therefore, the church is not defined by the building.
大家看到这个东西啊，这个叫做 chapel， 这个叫 building。
So this structure is the chapel, the building.
教会在哪里
？Where is the church exactly？
教会在这里。
Church is here。
如果你们今天站到马路旁去啊，我会说教会不在这里，教会在马路上。
So if today you were to move to the road, then the church is not here, but it's on the road now.
如果今天我们在墨尔本这里连一个房间都没有，一栋建筑物都没有。
If in Melbourne we don't even have a room or a building that belongs to us.
我们在亚拉河边在那边聚会。
And we gather by the side of the Yarra River.
我们在公园里面在那边唱诗祷告。
We gather in the park to sing hymns and pray.
今天神的教会就在亚拉河边，就在公园里面，这样知道吗
？Then the church today is by the side of the Yarra River or in the park.
真正的教会是我们这一群人，是人呐、啊。
So the church, the true sense of the church is us, the people.
那继续再讲，我们这群人跟耶稣基督又有什么关系呢
？So what is our relationship? This group of people, what is our relationship with Jesus?
我们请一起来看新约圣经以弗所书五章二十三节。
Let us refer to Ephesians chapter 5.Verse 23.
以弗所书五章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, and also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
又是教会全体的救主。
And also the savior of the body.
基督就是救世主的意思。
Christ means the savior.
他本来的音是这样读的哈，叫 Christos。
So it's pronounced as Christos.
就是 in Hebrew 叫做 Messiah.
In Hebrew, Messiah.
就是救主啊。
The Savior.
所以属基督的教会当然是要被这一个救主救的啊。
So the church that belongs to Jesus Christ must have been saved by this Savior.
教会的目的就是一群被神救的人，还要继续救更多的人的地方。
So the purpose of the church is a group of people that have been saved by the Lord and will now go out and save more people.
所以教会得不得救啊，这是非常关键的问题。
So whether this church is able to bring salvation is the key point.
教会不是在比多少间啊？
So we are not comparing as to how many churches we have.
教会也不是在比信徒数啊。
We are not competing the number of members we have.
教会也不是在比谁的建筑物又漂亮又宏伟啊。
We're not comparing our buildings to see whose chapel is the grandest.
在座诸位神所爱的，你们知道了吧？
But so, beloved brothers and sisters, you now understand.
教会始终都只有一个关键问题而已。
From the beginning until the end, the church only has one important key point.
不管这群人多少。
No matter how many of us there are.
不管这里的会堂多破。
No matter how dilapidated the building is.
教会唯一关心的就是到底得不得救。
The key point, the purpose of the church is whether it brings salvation.
忘了这个啊，你就不知道来教会做什么啦。
If we forget this key point, we do not know why we are coming to the church then.
属基督的教会才会得救。
So only the church that belongs to Jesus Christ can have bring salvation.
所以我们这个教会是属神的吗？跟得不得救有关系。
So if is our church belonging to God, this is related to whether it's saved or not.
那这里我们应该对教会的概念很清楚了。
So we should have a clearer understanding of the church by now.
但是我们进一步去厘清大家心中的疑问。
But let us continue the next step to allay our fears.
教会既然是独一真神的身体，刚才经文讲的。
So since the church is the body of the only one true God.
经文说是充满万有者所充满的。
He is the one that fills all in all.
那问题是我们大家，我们人类啊，有一个头，有几个身体。
But as a human beings, we have one head, how many bodies?
当然，一个头一个身体啊。
Obviously, one head, one body.
不然你叫做畸形嘛，对不对
？Otherwise, you have multiple bodies.
那神呢？
So what about God?
我就听到有些人很厉害耶。
Some people are very,
他想象力很丰富耶。
Some people are very imaginative.
那他说啊，为什么世界上有这么多教会？
Why there are so many churches in the world?
因为教会的头是基督。
Because the head of the church is Christ.
基督不像我们人这么逊。
But Christ is not the same as us.
我们人啊，只能一个头一个身体。
As human beings, we can only have one head and one body.
可是神很厉害。
But God is more powerful.
所以神可以有一个头，可以有很多身体。
Therefore, God is able to have one head and many bodies.
我更厉害的，他让我想到什么呢？我们那个拜偶像的有一种偶像啊，你知道吗？有一种神，他是一个身体有三个头的。
And so there is one particular type of idol that has one body but three heads.
还有我看过那种偶像更厉害啊。有一个头，一个身体，有一千只手的，你有看过吗？
Some idols have one head, one body, but thousands of arms.
所以神比较厉害，所以神就一个头可以有很多身体，是这种解释吗？
Therefore, God is great, God is powerful, therefore He can have one head, many bodies. Is this the correct explanation?
但在圣经里面又告诉我们说，教会就是神的家。
And the Bible also tells us that the church is the household of God.
Household of God. 那我们呢？我们可能一个人一个家。
So for us, we have one home, one house.
你们比较富有的，可能一个人有十个家，十个房子。
Or perhaps some people who are very wealthy, they may own many properties, many houses.
你们有超过十二个家的，会后来找小弟，因为台湾需要奉献，好不好？
You have 12 properties, please come and see me. We need more donations for Taiwan churches.
没有啊，神很厉害啊。
So God is very powerful.
所以神太富有啦。
God is so wealthy.
所以神在地面上可以有无数的家。
And therefore, in this world, He can establish many houses.
有人就是这种逻辑跟思考啊。
So this is the logic that some people explain.
所以说，你们知道吗？现在在世界上属基督、信耶稣的教派有多少？你们知道吗？
Do you know how many different denominations claim to believe in Jesus Christ in this world today?
有人告诉我说，已经超过两万个教派了。
Some people say that it's more than 20,000 different denominations.
我们真耶稣教会是其中一个。
And that True Jesus Church is one of these.
有人告诉我们，现在有超过三万个教派了。
Some people say there are more than 30,000 denominations.
搞不好现在我们聚完会，这一个小时又增加五个教派了。
And perhaps after one hour of service here, the five more denominations have popped up.
我们教会是一个。
So our church is one.
天主教只是一个。
The Catholic Church is one.
东正教只是一个。
The Eastern Orthodox Church is one。
圣公会也只是一个。
The Anglican Church is one。
扣掉这四五个，还有三万多个。
So after we deduct these three or four denominations, we have 30,000 more。
这是神的荣耀吗？是这样解释的吗
？So is this how we explain the glory of God to be？
所以为什么有些人说啊奇怪啦，怎么拜同一个神，读同一本圣经
？So some people say, you worship the same God, you read the same Bible。
然后大家都是来聚会，都是来唱诗、祷告、听道理。
Everyone comes for service, they sing hymns, pray, listen to the sermon。
怎么有分那么多呢
？How come so many different denominations？
对不对？还有长老会啊。
There's the Presbyterian Church。
浸信会啊。
Assembly of God, the Baptist, the Seventh Day Adventist.
我再念下去啊，再念一个月都念不完。
I can continue to rattle on for a month.
为什么有那么多的分别
？Why so many distinctions？
我们现在不谈那么多的分别，我们来谈圣经里面告诉我们到底属神的教会是怎么样。
So let us now refer back to the Bible and to see what the Bible says about the church that really belongs to God.
所以有一个我们大家都知道的，小弟就不多讲了。
So there's something that we know, I will not explain further.
既然啊，基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。刚才以弗所书经文讲。
As Ephesians here tells us that Christ is the head of the church the body of Christ。
雅各书又告诉我们呢、啊，身体没有灵魂是死的，对不对
？The book of James tells us that the body without the spirit is dead。
就好像信心没有行为也是死的。
Just like faith without works is dead。
要有信心也要有行为。
You must have faith and also the works that accompany faith。
要有身体也要灵魂。
So the body must also have the spirit。
所以啊，一个真正属基督的教会，你要记得，一定要有基督的灵。
Therefore, the church that truly belongs to Christ must have the Spirit of Christ.
没有基督的灵，怎么算是属基督呢
？If the church does not have the Spirit of Christ, how can it belong to Christ?
再来，既然是属基督的身体
，and since it's a body that belongs to Christ,
各位会不会说，我想要说中文，结果现在开始讲法语啊？
So would I think that I want to speak in Chinese, but then started to speak in French?
我现在想要对你们说安慰的话，可是我说出来就是骂人的话。
If I want to speak words of comfort, but then the words that come out are words of rebuke.
小弟在讲什么
？So what I'm trying to get?
我要讲的就是我本来要脑子里面要说的话，对不对？我灵要说的话。
The words that I express are the words that I have decided in my spirit that I want to speak.
所以属基督的教会啊，一定只讲基督的话。
And therefore, the church that belongs to Christ will only speak the words of Jesus Christ.
不多加。也不减少。
She will not add to it or deduct from the word of God.
讲的就是整本神的话而已。
This church speaks the whole truth of the word of God.
所以真正属神的教会一定讲圣经，只讲经，讲真理。
And therefore, the church that truly belongs to God will speak the Bible, the truth.
如果我现在啊想要站着，结果我却跌倒了。
If I wanted to stand up, but then I fall over.
我想要往右。结果我却往左了。
I decided to go right, but then I went left.
我记得有一次哈，有一个执事开车带小弟去访问了。
So I remember once there was a deacon that drove me to visit some members.
那一次小弟真的吓到了。
And I was really afraid at that time.
因为我看到了一个路口，车子很多。
Because we came to an intersection, there are many cars.
结果我就问那个执事说，哎，等一下是要往右转还是往左转？
So I asked the deacon, are we going to turn right or left later on?
他说往右转，往右转。
He said, oh, we're going to turn right.
我说 OK, 往右转。
So I said, okay, we're going to turn right.
就看到那里，哎，我看到往左转呢。
But when we arrived at the intersection,
我说执事是不是往右转？对呀，往右转啊，往右转啊。
He said, yes, we're going to turn right, but then he kept turning left. He went left.
感谢主，从那一次之后，我就自己开车了。
So thank the Lord, from then on, I decided to drive the car myself.
我们想做什么，一定就是做出我想做的行为，对不对
？When we decide what to do, we would carry it out accordingly.
不然你就是出了问题嘛。
Otherwise, there's something wrong happening.
你身体不听脑子的，那很有问题。
If your body is not listening to your brain, then
there's something wrong. 那一样是属基督、属神的教会，一定会有神的行为。
Therefore, the church that belongs to the Lord, to Jesus Christ, must have the works of God.
神的行为是什么
？What are the works of God?
就是我们对真理的实践跟遵行。
That is our practice and application of the truth and the obedience to the truth.
还有神有一个很重要的行为，不见得我们人做得出来的。
And there is a work of God that we may not necessarily be able to do.
就是神的恩典和神迹。
That is the grace of God and the manifestation of His signs and miracles.
神迹就是神的行为。
So signs and miracles are from the works of God.
所以神借着小弟的手，我除了没有直接让死人复活过之外
，So through my hand, the Lord perhaps has not raised the dead.
医病赶鬼突然好的怎么样，这些神迹都是主耶稣的荣耀都行过了。
So, but I have experienced the healing of people's sicknesses and casting out demons. All these I have experienced through the hand of the Lord Jesus.
这个跟小弟无关。
This has nothing to do with me.
有时候我帮他祷告得很努力。
Sometimes I pray.
结果他没有受圣灵。
Sometimes I pray very hard for this person, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
然后有时候小弟祷告正偷懒呢，祷告里面喘一口气啊，算了。他受圣灵
耶。But sometimes when I was a bit lazy in my prayer, but yet that person received the Holy Spirit.
然后没有打算要医病的那个病就好了耶。
Sometimes I did not thinking that the person's sickness would be healed, but they were healed.
那个快要死掉的，我只是求主耶稣说，可不可以一个月不要再让我办丧礼啦。
A person about to die, then I just pray to Lord Jesus, please, I don't want to have another funeral, and that person was healed.
一按手就好了耶。
So laying hands on that person became well.
那个医生说没救的，我一按手他就好了耶。
So the doctors said that this person has no cure, they're going to die, but then laying hands on them, they were cured.
我没有求神医治他，我有罪啊。
So I didn't really, have the faith or ask God to heal them.
他好了又活好几年啊。
But this person was healed by God and they lived for many more years.
神的教会一定有神的行为跟足迹。
And therefore, the Church of God will have the works of God and the footprints of God that we can see.
但是我们今天下午主要不是谈这三样，要来谈另外三样。
But today we're not going to talk about these three things, but another three points.
我们来看圣经里面告诉我们，一个属神的教会一定要有什么。
So from the Bible, let us see what the Bible says a church that belongs to God must have.
我们先来看新约圣经使徒行传十一章十五到十七节。
Let us refer firstly to Acts chapter 11, verse 15 to 17.
使徒行传十一章十五到十七节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 15 to 17. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord Jesus, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I then that I could withstand God?
Amen. 大家看到的这一段话是2000年前使徒彼得做的见证。
So this was the testimony of the Apostle Peter 2000 years ago.
他在讲什么？圣灵降临，对不对？
He was talking about the descent of the Holy Spirit.
来，先来问大家。
So let me ask everyone.
我们看回那个第十五节。
So we come back to verse 15 here.
好了，你们把这一句话切一半。
So cut this sentence in half.
后面那一句不要看，不要想。
So don't think about the latter half of the sentence.
彼得说，我开始讲道的时候，讲真理的时候。
So Peter said, as I began to speak the word of God,
圣灵并降在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit fell upon them.
来，接下来你们造句哦。
So now reconstruct the sentence.
如果让这些其他教派的朋友们来造句的话，他会怎么造？
So other denominations, how would they reconstruct this sentence?
我相信我们当中一定有很多弟兄姐妹或好朋友，可能以前也信耶稣，从其他教会来的。
So among us, there may be some who believed in Jesus in other churches in the past.
主耶稣真的爱你们，主耶稣祝福你们。
But the Lord Jesus has blessed us, and He truly loves us.
那你现在回到你还没有来到真耶稣教会之前。圣灵降在他们身上，你会怎么接下来怎么造句？
So before you came to the True Jesus Church in the past, in your previous church, how would you explain that the Holy Spirit came upon them?
我听十五秒让你们造句。
So I'll give you 15 seconds to reconstruct the sentence.
我不打扰你们，你们要造句哦。
So finish the sentence.
小弟告诉各位啊，外教派的朋友绝对造不出后面这一句，绝对不会。
So, friends from other church denominations will not be able to finish the sentence with the second half of the verse.
他们会说圣灵降在我们身上啊，所以我们看到他们圣灵降在他们身上，就看到他们很感动。可不可以这样写？
So, perhaps I would say, the Holy Spirit fell upon them and they were deeply moved. We can see that they were touched.
啊，圣灵降在他们身上啊，他们忽然高呼啊 ，The Lord is Jesus， 就这样子了。
And so suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon them and they called out, cried out, the Jesus is the Lord.
啊，圣灵降在他们身上啊，他们都开始流泪呀、啊，大声要悔改呀、啊，可不可以？
The Holy Spirit came upon them and they wept and they repented.
啊，圣灵降在他们身上啊，他们都高呼啊，真神至大、啊，要感谢天父啊，可不可以
？The Holy Spirit fell upon them and they cried out, God Most High, praise the Lord.
好了，你们自己会去造句啊。
So we can complete the sentence ourselves.
2000年前彼得在强调什么？
But 2000 years ago, what did the Apostle Peter emphasize?
彼得在讲的这个状况啊，你们再往前翻经文，是在讲他被圣灵带领到外邦人意大利百夫长哥尼流的家中发生的那件事。
So the background to this testimony of Peter was that previously he was sent by the Holy Spirit to the Gentile household of Cornelius.
这是当时往外传福音第一户外邦人。归信耶稣的过程。
This was the process by which the first Gentile family came to believe in the Lord.
保罗在向谁讲？你们知道吗？不是，彼得在向谁讲？
So to whom was Peter speaking these words?
他这个是已经回到耶路撒冷，在向充满了犹太人基督徒的教会讲做解释啊。
He was explaining this and bearing this testimony in front of the Jewish believers back in Jerusalem.
他必须好好解释哦，不然很多人会反对哦。
He must clearly and explain this accurately, otherwise people will oppose him.
因为彼得受到异象了嘛。
Because Peter received a vision.
他才想起主耶稣以前讲的话嘛。
And he remembered the words of the Lord Jesus.
可是很多当时犹太人基督徒头脑转不过来啊。
But at that time, many Jewish believers, Christians were not able to make this breakthrough.
他们很多人认为这个外邦人也不能纳入得救的教会啊。
They could not accept that Gentiles can be accepted into the Church of God.
所以彼得要很小心去解释这件事。
And therefore, Peter must be very careful as to how he explains this particular happening.
所以他第一个拿出来的，我们不能否认的就是神也把宝贵应许真理的圣灵赐给他们了。
So the first point he made was that God, which cannot be denied, is that God also gave to them the Gentile believers the precious Holy Spirit.
然后连续两次他讲了什么
？And so twice he then continued to say this.
强调与我们一样。He said, 你要注意这个重点哦。
So the main point here, the key point is as upon us at the beginning.
你看十五节最后是不是
？So verse 15, the last portion.
正像降在我们身上一样。
As upon us at the beginning.
我们再看十七节。
Verse 17.
又讲一次，重不重要
？Once again, he repeated.
他没有说受圣灵啊，感动啊，哭泣呀、啊，悔改呀、啊，认耶稣是主啊，奉献呐、啊，什么都没有讲。连续两次讲一样的话，跟我们当初一样。
He did not say when they received the Holy Spirit, they were moved, they wept, and then repented, and so forth. But he emphasized twice. When they received the Holy Spirit, it was just as back at the beginning when he gave us the Holy Spirit.
各位，这才是重点。
So this is the most important point.
我们今天受圣灵的状况，到底有没有跟2000年前的状况一模一样？
So the way that we receive the Holy Spirit today, is it exactly the same as the way that they received the Holy Spirit at the beginning 2000 years ago?
我们来看《使徒行传》二章一到四节。
Let us refer back to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
《使徒行传》二章第一节到第四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
这段经我们都很熟。
So we are familiar with this passage of the Bible.
大家想想，我们在灵言祷告的时候，是不是就像这几节讲的？
So when we pray in tongues in the spirit, is it just exactly as here it is described?
那个大家在灵言祷告的那个声响啊，像风啊，像浪来来去去。
So when we gather together to pray in spiritual tongues, is it not like the sound of the mighty wind and the waves?
然后结果看到的大家。因为你们眼睛要闭起来不能看嘛，我们圣职人员在看嘛。
So but normally you close your eyes when you pray, but ministers open their eyes when they go around laying hands.
我告诉你，看下去啊，只要能看到你们的舌头，你们的舌头都变成火焰呢。
And when the ministers look down and they see your tongues moving just like the flickering of the flames.
你们的舌头就是在跳动、在抖动，好像那个蜡烛的火焰一样哎， so, 像不像？就是经文在讲这个啊。
So the Bible here is describing the flame flickering like your tongues when you speak in tongues, your tongues flickering.
然后第四节啊，好像受了应许的圣灵就会讲别国的话了。我那么厉害，我还学德文干嘛？
So verse 4 says that and they speak started began to speak with other tongues, some translations with other languages.
其实不是啊，是开始讲起灵言来了。
So in fact, it's not speaking other languages, but speaking in tongues.
可是这个灵言发生什么事呢？请你念五到十三节。
So then, what happened? Verse 5 to 13.And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judah and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya and joining Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, Whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, They are full of new wine.
其实他们是用舌头在发出声音。
So in fact, they were speaking in tongues.
所以你看啊，在旁边听的啊，就分成两种人呐。
And therefore, those who heard them are categorized into two types.
如果他们讲的真的是他们听得懂的语言，应该全部的人都听得懂，对不对？
So if they were indeed speaking a language that they all understood, then all of them should understand.
没有，有一些各地方来的人呐，都听见他们自己的家乡话，是这样子。
But yet, the truth was people from different countries and places heard them each speaking in their own language.
不是。那些人在讲家乡话，而是神开通了他们的耳朵，让人听得懂灵言是在讲他们的话。
So it's not that the believers were speaking in their languages, but rather God opened the hearers' ears so that they heard them speaking in their language.
可是那旁边也有一堆人啊，神没有特别开他们的耳朵啊。
But there were also a group of people to whom God did not open their ears.
所以他们的反应就是后面的十二跟十三节啊，就是这些人啊。
So these were the people in verse 12 and 13.
听到这些人的胡言乱语，不知道在弄什么声音。
So what sort of noises are these people making?
喝酒醉啊，讲的那些都不是人话。
They must be drunk. They are not speaking human languages.
所以其实不是讲出来的，是神开通他们的耳朵啊。
And therefore they were not actually speaking languages, but rather God opened the ears of the hearers.
我们再请接着来看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let us continue to Acts chapter 10.
四十六节。
Verse 46.
十章四十六节。
10 verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
各位，这个在原文里面哈。更清楚。
So in the original text, this is even clearer.
因听见他们用舌头发出声音，这才是最正确的翻译。
So the original
用舌头发出声音。
So the original text says they heard them making sounds with their tongues.
而且哈，好了，我简简单一点，这个要研究原文才知道，不是英文跟中文写的。他不是他发出的那个声音在称赞神伟大了。
So and it is also not the sound that they produced with their tongues that was magnifying God.
而是他们的动作跟用舌头发出声音的这个状况啊，本身就是尊神伟大的一个状况啊。
But rather the phenomenon which they manifested in terms of speaking in tongues and this phenomenon itself is magnifying God to God.
大家只要记住一点。
So let us remember one key point.
所以今天我们大家来到这里，真耶稣教会灵言祷告，就是跟两千年前的状况是一模一样。
Today when we come to the True Jesus Church, the way that we pray in tongues is exactly the same as it happened 2,000 years ago.
这个不是教导出来的。
So this is something not something that we learn or we practice.
这个也不是特意学的。
It's not something that we can imitate.
小弟遇过那个醉酒的哈，洗礼。已经洗礼过五十年了，求圣灵求五十年还没有。
And I've met someone that has believed in the Lord Jesus for 50 years and prayed for the Holy Spirit for 50 years and have not received yet.
五十年来学不会啊。
So could they not have learned to speak in tongues after 50 years?
五十年来不会教这些传道可真蠢啊。
If preachers cannot teach this person to speak in tongues, then they are very foolish.
那是因为受圣灵说灵言不是这样来的，受圣灵是神迹啊。
That is the reason is because receiving the Holy Spirit is a sign, a miracle from God.
最近有弟兄姐妹跟小弟说，我们教会最近好像比较少神迹哦。
So some believers say that we rarely have miracles and signs in our church nowadays.
我真想学主耶稣这样念他， 说你信得太迟钝了。
So I wanted to say, as the Lord Jesus said, you are of little faith.
你来看到这么多人在灵言祷告，这不是神迹是什么？
So when you gather the church and see so many people speaking in tongues in prayer, is this not the sign and miracle from God?
这是神的作为。
This is the work of God.
所以我讲。得真正属神的教会就要有这一个叫做灵的传承。
And therefore, the church that truly belongs to God must have received the Spirit.
我们是同一个教会。
We are of the same church.
我们同样的灵。
The same Spirit.
我们同样的这个现象。
We have this. We experience the same phenomenon.
就跟彼得强调的，要跟当初我们受的时候一样。
Just as Peter emphasized.As we had received at the beginning.
那第二个要有什么呢？
And secondly, what must this church have?
要有道的传承。
Passing down of the truth of the word of God.
道是什么？
So what is the truth?
道就是神的话。
The truth is the word of God.
就是耶稣基督留给我们的。
The words of Jesus Christ.
就是圣经里面神的教导。
The teachings recorded in the Bible.
我们来看约翰一书四章一到六节。
Let us refer to 1 John chapter 4.
新约圣经约翰一书第四章一到六节。
First John chapter 4 verse 1 to 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know that the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world.You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Amen.
Amen.
这是使徒约翰留给我们的。
So this is what the apostle John has given us.
当然是神留给我们的。
Obviously, the words are from God.
大家知道使徒约翰有另外一个别称吗？
So the apostle John has another nickname.
就是世人跟神学家称他为爱的使徒。
That is the Bible scholars call him the apostle of love.
当然不是因为他自己在福音书说他是主所爱的那一位这么简单这样。
So it's not simply explained by him saying of himself that he was the disciple whom Jesus loved.
而是因为圣灵借着他留下来的这些书卷啊，一直在强调一个重要的对神的认识，就是神是爱。
But the writings by the Holy Spirit which he has left behind for us emphasizes God is love.
好了，爱的使徒应该很有爱心啊。
So the apostle of love must be full of love.
好了，来第六节，大家我们一样再来造句，好不好
？So let us reconstruct and complete sentences again.
因为读圣经哈，你不要读过没有想。
So when
we 你现在要想一想，你就知道为什么了。
So when we read the Bible, we must read and think and ponder.
好，把我们是属神的，认识神的，好，这样就好了。
So we are of God. He who knows God.
来，你们不要再看下去了，不要再看下去，看下去就作弊啊。
So we stop there and we don't continue the sentence.
请你们来造句。
So now complete the sentence.
啊，这个跟你是其他教派跟耶稣教会无关。
So whether you are Trinity Church members or members of another denomination doesn't matter.
来，你们也可以眼睛闭起来自己想，你来造句说，认识神的就怎么样 ？Make sentence, okay?
So let us complete the sentence. He who knows God, continue one.
你可以造三到五个句子，认识神的就怎么样？
So you can construct three or four sentences. He who knows God, so and so, and
好了，时间关系了哦，时间不够了，你们回去慢慢练习啊。
So when you go home, you can practice.
认识神的就会常常来聚会祷告，可不可以？
So those who knows God will often come for church services and pray.
认识神呢，就把房子卖了，全部奉献给教会，这样可不可以
？He who knows God sells his properties and offers it to the church.
认识神呢，就赶快来接受洗礼啊，可不可以
？He who knows God will come and receive baptism quickly.
认识神呢，就常常帮助那些有需要的人啊，可不可以
？He who knows God will often help those who are in need.
你们可以再造一百个句子。
You can create 100 sentences.
你可以再造一千个句子。
You can create 1,000 sentences.
我告诉各位。 你如果真的没有读这个圣经，你再怎么造，永远都造不出这一个句子。
所以
信不信？永永远远造不出这个句子。
So if you have never read the Bible or read this verse, you would not be able to come up with this sentence here.
你读过没感觉？你现在再想一次，你就知道这个句子有多 special, 多奇怪。
So in the past, you might not think that it's very special or unique, but now when you read it, you understand how important it is.
使徒的意思就是说，我们是认识神的，就听我们的。
So what the apostle was saying, he who knows God hears us.
不属神的就不听从我们。
He who do not belong to God, does not belong to God, will not hear us.
各位，我告诉你啊，这句话有没有很专制、很独裁的感觉
？So does it? Do you feel like this person is very, being very narrow-minded and selfish?
你们体会看看哦。小弟现在站在这里，我说。认识神的就听耶稣的，这理所当然嘛，对不对？
So if I stand here and say those who know God will listen to Jesus, that's fine.
如果我站在这里说哈，认识神的就听我赖传道的，不听我赖传道的就不认识神，你们马上就去检举了，信不信
？But if I were to stand here and say he who knows God will listen to preach a lie, if not, then he will not listen to me.
你们想一想啊，使徒约翰在讲的我们是什么？这才是关键啊，不是我们那些造句啊。
So the key point is who are we that here the Apostle John is referring to?
2000年前的这个听从。
So in 2000 years ago, the word to hear us.
当然不是要当时的基督徒都听他们的指挥啊。
It's not talking about the Christians all listen to their instructions.
听我的啊，晚上我要吃十只龙虾，你们去买。
So you must hear what I say, and obey. I want to have 10 lobsters tonight. You must go and buy it.
当然不是听这个啊，乱来。
So of course we're not just simply listen to anything.
我前天听过其他教派有一个牧师，我真的太佩服他了。我看了一次，不小心看到，我不想看了。
So there was a pastor that I saw accidentally a few years ago.
我看他的布道会说，我有个意向，我是学他，不是我，不要搞错了。
So this particular pastor of another church says, in an evangelistic service,
说耶稣说要我到普天下去传福音。
He said, "Oh, Jesus wants me to preach the gospel to all the ends of the world."
所以你们要听我的意向。
Therefore, you must listen to my vision.
我们现在要募款。$1 million买一台新的喷射机，载我到处去传福音。
So I have this vision. You must all donate and offer up to $100 million to buy me a jet so that I can fly everywhere.
我没有开玩笑，我真的听到他这样讲哎。
So it's not a joke. He actually said that to the congregation.
哦，他们教会比我们太有钱，但他们真的，我听说。后来真的买了一台$1 million的小型喷射机耶。
So true enough, later on they bought $100 million jet that to fly him around.
我听到都快头晕了。
So I've nearly
我想说，你坐喷射机去干嘛？你干脆把那些拿来分给穷人，那比较快，对不对
？So why are you going around on a jet plane when you can offer these to the poor？
所以听从当然不是那一种听从啊。
So to obey, to hear is not to hear these kind of instructions。
这个我们指的是什么
？So who are us? Hear us？
当然就是当时的使徒。这些传道人，还有他们所传的这个真道啊！
the apostles, the preachers, and the truth, the word of truth that they preach at that time.
就是今天我们讲的真理跟得救的教义啊。
So these are the truth, the gospel, the doctrine of salvation.
所以这里使徒约翰说，听从我们就是要听从我们所传的这个道理。
So when the apostle John says, "Hear us," it means you must hear and obey these word of truth that we preach.
各位，今天我们真耶稣教会，我们所讲所传的，完完全全的就是这个道理，一点也没有增加，一点也没有减少。
And therefore, today in the True Jesus Church, we preach this word of truth. We have not added to it or deduct from it.
所以同一个教会必须要有同一个道理。
Therefore, the same church must have preach the same word of truth.
得救的教会只有得救的教义只有一种。
There is only one set of the doctrines of salvation.
不会一本书各自解释有不同的版本跟结论。在外面可以，圣经不可以啊。
So we cannot have different explanations and different additions to the Bible. Other books you may do that, but not the Bible.
不会说今天我们真耶稣教会说。我们不认同离婚，有的教会说离婚没关系。
So for example, in True Jesus Church, we say we don't allow divorce, but other churches say, "Oh, it doesn't matter if you divorce."
我们说同性恋是人的软弱，是神所谓的罪性。就像我们洗礼之前有许多的罪，要改，要求神帮助。
So homosexuality is a weakness, a flaw in mankind, just like we have many weaknesses before we baptize, and afterwards we ask God to help us to change.
可是有许多的教派认为同性恋也没关系，还帮他们证婚。
But some other churches believe that homosexuality is fine, they can get married in the church as well.
我们说圣灵是要求的。
We say we must pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
很多教派说不用求，那是恩赐。
Some other denominations say you don't need to ask and pray for it, it's a gift of God.
我们说我们的洗礼必须要面向下全身入水。
We say in baptism we have to bow face downward and fully immerse the body in the water.
很多的教派啊，滴水、洒水、喷水，还有干洗的。
So many other churches they spray, sprinkle water. They have air baptism as well.
我说我们的圣餐礼照圣经是灵化成主的肉跟主的血。
So in our whole communion, according to the word of the Lord, in the spirit, the bread becomes the body of Christ, the vine becomes the blood of Christ.
可是有很多教派说圣餐礼只是纪念主的死，是象征。
And some other churches say that it's only a symbolism, it's just a symbolic act.
今天我们来守安息日啦。
But so today we keep the Sabbath.
很多人说干嘛一定要在这一天
Some people say, why do you have to specify a day?
我们不用再讲下去了。
So we can continue talking it like this for a long time.
你就知道为什么有这么多不同的教会跟教派了。
So now we understand why there are so many different denominations, different sets of doctrines and beliefs.
所以刚才那一段经文告诉我们，我们相不相信这一套从主耶稣跟使徒传给我们的同一套道理。就知不知道我们是同一个灵，是不是？
And therefore, by judging by whether we follow the same set of doctrines and gospel truth preached by the apostles, would decide whether we have the same spirit as back then.
我们来看加拉太书第一章。
Let us refer to Galatians chapter 1.
请看新约圣经加拉太书第一章的第八节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 8.But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
这是另外一个使徒保罗咯。
So another apostle, the apostle Paul.
诶，保罗，你讲这个话不符合圣经吧？
Paul, you're not preaching according to the Bible.
因为雅各书说咒诅与祝福不应该同一个嘴巴出来，对不对？
Because the elder James said you must not speak words of blessing and curses from the same mouth.
还好保罗没遇到我圣经比他熟啊。
So luckily, Paul hasn't encountered me because I know the Bible more than him.
的时候，这些圣经还没有完全完成啊。
Because before when Paul passed away, some of these books were not completed yet.
没有呢，保罗说要咒诅哎，你们看到没有
？But yet Paul says here, be accursed.
咒诅什么
？Be accursed on what?
传不一样的另外的福音。你注意哦，不是传异端，不是传佛教、传道教、传伊斯兰教，是传福音。注意。
You are accursed if you preach another gospel, not heresies, not other religions, but another gospel.
保罗的意思是说，这些人传的也叫你信耶稣，也叫你读圣经，也叫你要祷告、聚会、唱诗，这叫做福音，这样懂吗？
So, in other words, Paul was saying that these people still preach the gospel. They still ask you to believe in Jesus, to pray and to be blessed and so forth.
虽然叫你信耶稣、读圣经啊，要祷告、要唱诗啊。可是这种人是需要咒诅的啊
！Even though they ask you to come and believe in Jesus, to pray, to read the Bible, sing hymns, but yet they shall be accursed.
我们看前面一节第七节在写什么
？So verse seven.
这里啊。
So verse seven. What does verse seven say? Verse seven, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你自己有智慧。如果你觉得我们真耶稣教会哪一点把圣经改了，你马上离开，我不会挽留你。
So we all have wisdom. If we feel that in the True Jesus Church we have changed any of these doctrines of the Bible, then you can leave the church.
小弟还没有受洗，第一次到真耶稣教会，是神带我进来，我都不知道。
So the first time I came to the True Jesus Church before I was baptized, God led me, and I did not even know.
我进来的第一天呢、啊，坐在整个会堂最后面，嘉义教会大概比这个地方差不多大还一样大了。
So the church in Jia Yi was about the same size as this church. The first day I came to the church,
我根本不想来真耶稣教会。
I didn't really want to come to the True Jesus Church.
我跟天上的神说
，I said to God in heaven,
说我现在有智慧，你带着我读圣经。
I have some wisdom. Please guide me in reading your Bible.
只要让我发现台上或旁边人谁讲的有任何一个字或一句跟这个不一样，我马上走。
If someone on the pulpit or next to me say something that is different from what is recorded in the Bible, I will immediately leave this church.
所以那时候啊， 后来教会的长老说：“你怎么那么奇怪？一开始来都不跟人家打招呼。
”So some
进来，你们跟我打招呼，我不想跟你们打招呼啊。
So some minister says that when I came to the church for the first time, I was very strange. I didn't greet anyone or talk to anyone.
因为我又不知道这个教会是不是神的教会。
Because I did not know back then whether this church was the church of God.
搞不要乱加入一堆人的意思。
Perhaps I have added a lot of human will in the teachings.
我为什么不跟你们打招呼啊
？So why did I not greet you then?
我跟你们打招呼就会变成朋友，就有感情，这样知道吗
？If I were to greet you, then I have become your friends. Then I would develop some affection for you.
到时候我是发现哪里不对劲了，我衣袖一甩我就走了，我要跟你们讲感情。
So if I do not develop this kind of friendship with you, then if I find something wrong with this church, I can just simply leave.
我一直想走啊。
I really wanted to leave back then.
不过现在变成你们的传道了。
But yet now I have become a preacher of your church.
所以我有这个告诉你，你发现哪里跟这个圣经不一样，你马上离开真耶稣教会，也不会挽留你。
Therefore, if you discover anything that they teach in this church that is different from the Bible and the teachings of Jesus Christ, then you can leave.
但是如果你们发现外面任何的教会哪里有不一样，你千万不可以去啊。
But if you discover any other churches outside that preaches something different from the Bible, then you must never go to that church either.
因为没有那个道的传承啊。
Because they don't have the passing down of the truth, the doctrine.
我们来看《使徒行传》13章的第六节，13章26节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 26.
《使徒行传》13章26节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 26. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent.
大家看到了，能让你得到 salvation 的是什么
？So what enables you to receive salvation?
能让我们得救的是什么
？What is that which allows us to receive salvation?
不是这个教会的建筑物有多宏伟啊
？Not how grand this chapel is.
不是这个教会的规模人数有多多啊
？Not how many people come to believe in this church.
不是他们的活动有多精彩啊
？Or how exciting the activities are in this church.
道
，the word.
到末日审判的时候，也是神口中出的话，主耶稣自己讲的。
So
in the 历见啊，启示录讲的。
So in the final day of judgment, the Lord Jesus will judge us according to His word, which is the sword of the Spirit.
今天能够真正拯救我们，甚至不是神迹，也不是现在的恩典。
So today, what saves us is not signs and miracles and grace.
虽然我们教会里面有很多的神迹跟恩典
，Even though in this church we have many signs and miracles and the grace of God.
你要记住，真正能够让你灵魂得救的是 the words 道。这样知道吗
？Therefore, what truly saves your soul, gives you salvation, is the word of God.
所以这个话语必须完整。
Therefore, the word of God must be preached fully.
不能增加，也不能删减。
We cannot.
启示录说这个，你就从生命册把我们删掉了。
We cannot add to it or deduct from it. Otherwise, the book of Revelation says that we will be deleted from the book of life.
各位，我们现在很有爱心哦，面对有些人。针对这个不相信，我们还是包容啊。
So we are full of love. We accept and still tolerate those who do not accept.
2000年前的教会啊，为了防止异端，对这个很严格。
But 2000 years ago, for the sake of preventing heresies infiltrating the church, they were very severe on these people.
你不要说在我们教会洗礼过受圣灵啦，只要这个做不好。会被严格处置哦。
So even though you may be baptized and you receive the Holy Spirit, but if you do not deal with the word appropriately, then you will be severely punished.
每次小弟读到这个圣经，我都吓一跳。哦、我们现在的教会真是太仁慈了。
But so when we read this, we are very alarmed because in our church today, we are very more accommodating.
你知道两千年前使徒还在的教会有多严格？我们来看经文哦。
So let us see the Bible. How severe, how strict were they back in the days of the apostles?
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》三章十四节跟十五节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十四到十五。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14. If anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
两千年前，只要没有听教会的。
So 2,000 years ago, if they do not obey the church,
讲民主啊
，they do not talk about democracy.
你可以骂他们的时候没有爱心吗？他们都是圣灵同在的使徒。
Can you say that they were without love? They were apostles in whom the Holy Spirit abided.
不听的话就把它点名做记号。
So if they do not obey, then they must be taken note of.
大家把它当成透明人一样。
Everyone regard them as an invisible man.
今天我传道这么做被骂死了，有够没爱心。
If I were to do this today, then I'll be scolded and said.
不是要赦免人70吗？
Did the Bible not say to forgive 70 times
7? 我告诉你哦，这些使徒非常知道赦免人70的道理。
The apostles know clearly the teaching of forgiving 70 times 7 times.
大家知道了吗？唯独在真理这一点上是毫不退让，这个不能赦免的，不能随便这样当作没事啊。
But we must remember that on the point of the truth, we must not compromise, we cannot tolerate, and we cannot accommodate.
因为有人自以为他的道理比圣经有逻辑。
Some people believe that their doctrines are better, more logical than the Bible's.
洗礼改，安息日改，圣餐改，什么都改了。
They change the way they baptize, they change the Sabbath day, they change all kinds of doctrines.
有人自以为他们的爱心比耶稣更大。
Some people believe that their love is greater than Jesus.
你们知道吗？连耶稣都有不可赦免的耶。
Even the Lord Jesus.Find some things unable to be forgiven.
现在有些基督徒说没有什么不可以赦免的。
But some Christians today claim that everything is forgivable.
小弟常常在想啊，如果今天耶稣来站在这里，我们不知道他是耶稣啊。
So if today Jesus came among us and we do not know that he was Jesus.
跟现在世界上的某些牧师、基督徒站在一起，你们一定会觉得那一个耶稣很没有爱心。我告诉你。
So if they stand next to these preachers and pastors who claim that everything we must love everyone, then Jesus would compare to them be someone.
因为有些基督徒是从来不生气，从来不骂人，没有什么罪不能赦免的。
Some Christians believe that they will never get angry, they will never they will forgive everything.
你们圣经熟吗？你们知道连主耶稣都有不可赦免的吗？
So are you familiar with the Bible? Even Jesus says there are some things that you cannot forgive.
今天他来跟某些基督徒站在一起，你会觉得这个叫耶稣的有够没爱心。
So if today Jesus stands to next to some of these Christians, Jesus would be in comparison someone that is without love.
所以什么罪都可以做啦。
So all kinds of sins you can commit as
you like. 天父都会饶恕啦。
Because Heavenly Father will forgive everything.
圣经不是这样写的耶。
This is not what the Bible teaches.
我们不用再讲了。
So we don't need to continue on this point.
所以今天有些人说，哎，为什么真耶稣教会不跟其他的教派一起联合呢？
So some say that why do not the True Jesus Church combine or have fellowship with other churches?
有啊，有其他教派的牧师长老来找过小弟啊。
Some pastors from other churches came to look for me.
你们知道他们那个耶诞节的活动跟讲道是持续好几天的。
So their Christmas celebrations go on for a few days.
他们私底下来找我说，赖牧师。你愿意的话，我们一个整个 afternoon 给你。
They said, preacher Lai, if you are willing, we give you half a day's of service.
我们觉得你的讲道啊，应该很多人能够接受。
We believe that your sermons are acceptable by most people.
我们是基督教派联合聚会啊，人数很多啊。
So we have this combined Christian denomination service. Many people will come.
然后只说谢谢你哦。
So I said, thank you.
我去的话哈，我什么都不讲，我只讲 doctrine。
If I go, I would not say anything else other than the doctrine.
我只讲真耶稣教会五大教义十大信条。
I'll talk about the five basic doctrines of the True Jesus Church, the ten articles of faith.
结果那个牧师朋友说，哎，赖传道不要这样子嘛。
So the pastor said, don't do that.
你圣经那么多道理，对不对？你想那个，你干嘛讲教义呢？
There's so many beautiful teachings in the Bible. Why talk about the doctrine?
因为这样一讲下去啊，就会抢羊了，你晓得吧？
Because if you were talk about doctrines, then you will snatch our sheep from our flock.
所以我说谢谢你，那我不去了。
So I said, I won't go to your service.
因为我觉得聚会的目的不是在拼人多的，是拼灵魂得救。
So the purpose we gather for service is not to compete as to who gets more people, but to save souls.
所以现在啊，有的人讲为什么需要联合在一起？因为联合资源嘛，联合人数嘛，壮大声势好看嘛。
So some people say we need to combine our resources, our manpower, and we look better, stronger.
我告诉各位，因为主耶稣爱你们啊。
But I tell you, Jesus loves you.
今天如果那里有一万人的聚会，这里只剩下一个。
So if there are 10,000 gathered in that church denomination, but today there's only one here,
我会在这里只讲那一个愿意听神的话，只给那一个人听，这样就好了。
I'm rather willing to stand here to speak to that one person that is willing to obey the word of truth.
最后一段我们来看。
So lastly, let us have a look.
我们来看约翰一书二章十八到二十二节。
First, John chapter 2, verse 18 to 22.
约翰一书二章。十八到二十二。
First John chapter 2, verse 18 to 22. Verse 18, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from among us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son.
我们注意一下十九节。
So let us pay attention to verse 19.
大家看一看这个重点哦。
So what is the main point here in verse 19?
有些人说我信耶稣啊，不一定需要教会。
Some people say I believe in Jesus, I don't really need the church.
小弟在受洗之前，我就是这种想法，我就是。
Before I was baptized into the church, I had this same kind of concept. I felt that the church is just interfering with my contact and communion with God. If I stay at home by myself to read the Bible, to pray, I will become more spiritual.
后来感谢神，神怜悯我，让我知道完全不是这样子。
But thank the Lord, He had mercy on me and moved me to understand that this is not the case.
有人说啊，信耶稣还需要组织吗？
Some people say, do we need organizations and systems to believe in Jesus?
我们信的是耶稣，又不是这个组织。
We believe in Jesus, not the organization.
从2000年前就有这个问题。
So even 2000 years ago, they had this problem.
所以圣灵借着使徒约翰在告诉我们。
And therefore, through the Apostle John, the Holy Spirit tells us.
他说属我们的啊，要属我们。
So you must be one of us.
属我们就是教会是一体的，是跟使徒、耶稣、先知、教师们在一体的，叫做我们。
And so this is the one body of the church that is one body with the apostles, the teachers, the prophets.
有同一个灵的我们。
This us is this body that shares the same spirit.
同一套真理的我们。
We share the same set of common doctrines.
所以你看，他教我们一个秘诀，大家要记起来哦。
Therefore, he teaches us a secret that we must remember.
有些人从我们中间出去了，就不再属我们了。
Some have gone.Out from us, they no longer belong to us.
我们是同一个教会，同一个体制。
We are the same church, the same of the same body.
是同一个组织。
Same organization.
大家知道吗？耶稣来就是在建立这个组织啊。
So the Lord Jesus came actually to establish this organization.
我不用教会，我用社会学的名词叫做组织。
So borrowing the term of this world, organization.
你们记得耶稣。要传道之前，头一个晚上彻夜祷告的是什么吗
？So when Jesus Christ, before he started his ministry, he prayed all night about what?
耶稣不是在祷告工作计划、哎、
Jesus was not praying about his work plan.
耶稣不是在祷告天父赐给他更多可以宣道的基金呢、哎
？So Jesus was not praying for more funds so that he can be supported in his ministry.
耶稣在祷告什么？你们还记得吗
？So do you remember what Jesus prayed all night about?
十二个人。
About the 12 the people.
为了知道这十二个是什么人，他彻夜祷告就是人。
In order to understand who these 12 people were, he prayed about them.
然后他祷告出这十二个人就是什么？你们晓得吧
？So later on, these 12 men.
就是他要带在身边，然后有共同的目标，做共同的事，完成共同的使命的一群人。
These men became people that were right next to him to accomplish the same goal, the same plan.
所以我小弟告诉各位我的体会是，对教会来讲，钱不是最重要的，什么建筑物都不是最重要的，工作计划也不是最重要的，人最重要。
So money is not the most important, the structure, the building is not the most important. What is most important is the people.
那十二个人呢、啊，在社会学的定义。就叫做组织，你们晓得吧
？So the 12 men they became what is known as an organization.
社会学定义有广泛跟狭义的。
So there are broad terms about organization and narrow
terms. 一群人集聚一些资源，往共同的目标在工作，这不就是组织的定义吗
？So a group of people gather together to share common funds to strive for the same goal. This is the definition of organization.
如果今天信神不需要教会了
，So if today we believe in God, we don't need the church.
那耶稣是来做白工的、啊、
，And then Jesus came for nothing.
没有，他来建立这个。
But he came to build the church.
所以从2000年前这个组织就很重要。
And therefore 2000 years ago, this organization was important. So one turn to the Bible.
你们去翻《使徒行传》十五章，不管使徒们做什么，最后都要回到组织去报告，再接受组织差派。
So Acts chapter 15 tells us that no matter what they have done, the apostles will always return to the organization, the headquarters, to report and also to be sent out again.
就连那个时候，使徒保罗啊。他要回到耶路撒冷去，很多弟兄姐妹都很担心啊。
And just like Paul, when he needed to return to Jerusalem, people were worried.
他知道回去也要面对很多的质疑。
He knows that people be suspicious of him.
他一样一定要回到耶路撒冷总会组织。
Yet he had to return to the organization, the headquarters in Jerusalem.
使徒行传十三章，使徒们要出去传福音，也需要组织的差派。
Acts chapter 13, the people were sent to by the organization, by the church to preach.
所以第三个重要的传承是什么？
So what is the third most important thing that we must receive from above?
这个地面上属灵组织的传承。
We must pass on this organization in this world.
今天我们真耶稣教会就是这个组织。
So today, True Jesus Church is this organization.
如果不是我，凭什么站在这里啊？
If not, then why am I standing up here?
我的国家是台湾。
My nationality is Taiwanese.
我的故乡是嘉义。
My hometown is in 嘉义, Taiwan.
你们这里干我什么事啊？
So what have you to do with me?
我来也不是你们打电话用电报就可以请来。
You can't just call me up and say, please come over.
因为小弟接到圣旨了。
But rather because I have received the commission from the organization.
Commission of the organization 应该是 the king's will.
The king's will.
Emperor's will.
That I have received the will from the decree from the emperor.
我不晓得你们是怎么看教会公文的、啊。
So I do not know how you read church correspondences.
我到这里还没有看过你们这里教会的公文。
I haven't seen the church correspondences or letters from the church.
我们台湾的教会公文、哦、你注意看。第一句一定是奉主耶稣圣名。
So the correspondence, the official letter from the church is firstly in the name of Jesus.
然后去年就有这么一封公文，奉主耶稣圣名。
So last year there was this letter in the name of Jesus.
赖昌义明年几月几号到澳洲墨尔本来
？Preacher Lai, next year, particular day and time, you will come to be sent to Melbourne.
然后我一看到啊，我只差没有趴在那里。我王万岁万万岁，就遵旨啦。
So, I received this decree, this letter, then I have to obey the will of the king.
对我来讲，上面奉主耶稣圣名的，就是皇帝的旨意，这样晓得吗？
So,
就是神的旨意啊。
So when I have been sent in the name of the Lord Jesus, I have received the decree from the king.
不是我自己想来就来，我不想来就不能来啊。
It's not that I want to come, I come. I don't want to come, I don't come.
我自己想来，神要不愿意啊，飞机也是中途掉下去啊。我不是咒诅啦。
So if God did not want me to come and I want to come, He can cause the plane to fall.
这就是组织，就是差派啊。
So this is the organization that sends us.
我们现在全世界有接近70个国家有我们真耶稣教会了。
So we have nearly 70 countries in this world that have the True Jesus Church.
即使是在 COVID-19 期间呢，我们平均每一年都增加一个国家，有些我真的连听都没听过、啊。
And so every year, on average, we increase by one more country that has the True Jesus Church.
小弟看到我们连总的通讯录，我在那边查了半天 ，Google Map 一下那个地方在哪里、啊。
Some of these places I don't even know they exist. I have to look up Google Maps.
真是感谢主啊！我们福音现在在世界各地一直在传啊。
So we thank the Lord, our gospel has been spread throughout the world.
但是我们是同一个教会。
But we still belong to the one church.
好了，今天下午跟大家分享，就是这是属神的教会嘛。
So this afternoon, the topic, does this church belong to God?
要有灵的传承。
We must have the Holy Spirit.
要有道理的传承。
We must have the passing down of the truth, the word of truth.
要有组织的传承。
We must have the passing on of this organization.
你们自己认为这是属神的教会吗？
So do we believe that this church belongs to God?
我们一起来唱诗。